Welcome to this audio explainer provided by Oz Rehab. Today we are exploring a vital concept in workers' compensation. What are suitable duties? Returning to work after an injury can feel uncertain. Many workers worry they need to be fully recovered before stepping back into the workplace. This is a common misunderstanding. In most workers' compensation programs, a worker does not need to be fully healed before returning. Recovery often happens gradually. Work can be an active part of that process when the tasks are safe and aligned with medical advice. Returning to safe work in a structured way is a tool for recovery. It is not a sign that you are fully healed. In modified duties programs, suitable duties allow a worker to return to the workplace while strictly respecting their medical restrictions. These tasks are designed to be safe and manageable. Suitable duties focus entirely on what the worker can currently do, not on the full demands of their original role. They may include light duties at work, reduced physical tasks, administrative work, or structured responsibilities that avoid specific movements restricted by a doctor. This plan is guided by a certificate of capacity provided by your treating doctor. This certificate outlines your abilities, restrictions, and recommended work hours. Suitable duties are not fixed, they evolve as your recovery progresses. As a worker regains strength, mobility, or stamina, the duties may be adjusted. Doctors, employers, insurers, and rehabilitation providers review the plan regularly. The goal is a gradual and safe return to normal work duties whenever possible. Why do these suitable duties matter? A structured return to work plan helps workers stay physically and mentally connected to their normal routine. Work provides stability, purpose, and social interaction. These factors can support confidence and reduce the isolation that sometimes follows an injury. Suitable duties also show a clear commitment to worker well-being. A supportive return to work process strengthens trust between workers and employers. The quick takeaway is this: staying connected to safe work is generally better for your recovery than taking unnecessary time away. Let's look at some practical examples of suitable duties. Many examples involve modifying how work is performed rather than removing the work completely. This may include a reduced hours return to work, lighter physical tasks, or administrative responsibilities that allow for safer recovery. In some cases, workers may temporarily assist with planning, documentation, or administrative duties. Workplaces may also adjust equipment or change the work environment to improve overall safety. Some workers may perform duties in a different department for a short period while they safely rebuild capacity. The key principle is alignment with medical guidance. Let us consider examples by pre-injury role. For a construction worker, suitable duties might include safety checks, site documentation, tool inventory, and planning tasks. A warehouse worker might shift to stock auditing, labeling, scanning, and dispatch administration. A nurse could take on educational tasks, triage administration, patient scheduling, and documentation. An office worker might have reduced hours, low-intensity administration, structured breaks, and alternate tasks. A retail worker might handle light stocking, customer service at the counter, pricing tasks, and short shifts. Who decides what duties are suitable? Determining suitable duties is a highly collaborative decision-making process, but it always begins with medical advice. The treating doctor provides this guidance through a certificate of capacity, which clearly outlines what the worker can safely do during their recovery. This certificate may list specific restrictions, such as limits on lifting, standing, repetitive movements, or maximum work hours, to ensure any assigned duties support safe and gradual rehabilitation. Employers then review the workplace and identify tasks that match those precise medical recommendations. The worker provides vital input about their comfort, limitations, and progress during recovery. Insurers help ensure the duties align with workers' compensation requirements. A rehabilitation provider may assist by assessing the physical work environment and helping translate medical restrictions into practical tasks. Medical capacity always comes first when deciding suitable duties. Tasks should never exceed those limits. As recovery improves, duties can be reviewed and progressively upgraded to rebuild capacity safely. But what if duties are not immediately available? Even with the best intentions, some workplaces can't always provide adjusted or modified tasks straight away. When this happens, the return to work process doesn't stop. It simply requires alternative pathways to keep the worker's recovery progressing. Not every workplace can provide modified or light duties immediately. Some jobs involve intense physical demands that can't be temporarily adjusted, while smaller businesses may not have enough task variety to offer safe work options. When there are no suitable duties available, the worker still continues to receive full support. During this period, the worker remains engaged in medical treatment, rehabilitation programs, and regular capacity reviews, while the insurer, employer, and treating doctor consider possible solutions. The overall goal stays exactly the same: support recovery and prepare for a safe, sustainable return. Alternative options are frequently considered. Some workers participate in dedicated recovery at work programs that gradually rebuild strength and confidence. In other cases, a host employer's workers' compensation arrangements may be utilized. A host employer placement allows a worker to temporarily perform safe duties with another organization entirely. These duties align with the worker's medical capacity while recovery continues. Rehabilitation providers such as Oz Rehab help coordinate these alternative options. Do employers have to provide suitable duties? Expectations around suitable duties differ slightly between Australian workers' compensation schemes, but the aim is consistent. Employers are heavily encouraged and obliged to support an injured worker's return to safe, meaningful work whenever possible. Under employer obligations, workplaces should thoroughly explore whether temporary or modified tasks can support a safe return. The Certificate of Capacity guides what a worker can safely do. To demonstrate they have met their obligations, employers need to show they genuinely explored potential duties. This involves reviewing the tasks within the business, assessing whether modifications are practical, and consulting directly with the worker and their treating doctor. Clear, ongoing communication with the insurer and any rehabilitation provider also plays a key role. Let's explore the role of rehabilitation providers in suitable duties. A workplace rehabilitation provider helps translate medical advice into practical tasks that can be performed safely at work. This support becomes incredibly valuable when medical restrictions need to be applied in a real workplace setting. Rehabilitation providers review the certificate of capacity and assess the actual demands of the job. They may conduct workplace assessments to understand the physical tasks, the specific environment, and the equipment involved. Overcoming challenges and addressing myths. A graded return to work plan is often developed by the provider, outlining duties, work hours, and progression stages. Rehabilitation support addresses common challenges effectively. For physical restrictions, they match tasks to safe movement limits. For reduced stamina, they implement graded hours and a pacing plan. For manual handling limits, they identify safer alternatives. For workplace setup issues, they provide workstation modifications, and they seamlessly coordinate communication between all parties. Let's clear up some common misunderstandings about suitable duties. Myth 1. Light duties mean I am fully recovered. Instead, they are tailored to your current medical capacity while healing continues. Myth 2. Light duties don't help. In reality, safe work activity plays a crucial role in physical recovery. Myth 3. If I can't do my old job, I shouldn't work. Modified duties provide a gradual pathway back to normal work. Myth 4. Suitable duties are permanent. They are always temporary. Let's review some frequently asked questions. Are suitable duties permanent? No, they are temporary, designed to support recovery and reviewed as you progress. Do light duties actually help? Yes, safe, well-structured duties support physical healing and restore confidence. Are employers required to provide suitable duties? Employers are expected to consider suitable duties where reasonable and practical, carefully aligning with your medical capacity. Can I refuse suitable duties? Workers are expected to perform them when the assigned tasks genuinely match their medical capacity and are safe. If you have concerns, discuss them immediately with your doctor or rehabilitation provider. Returning to work safely doesn't have to feel overwhelming. Oz Rehab supports injured workers through structured planning and coordination. Connect with us today by calling 1-300-391-947 or email office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening.